Hey there. Relax and take good care of yourself. A hard thing to do, but if you need that extra push, and I will tell you that accountability sometimes helps, I'm here to shove, and if my words have any authority, then yes, take care of yourself. It's one of my standard sign-offs, so you're going to hear me saying it plenty. And when you hear it, you can cling to it. And when you cling to the phrasing, I would like you to feel not just an authorization, but a responsibility you owe to your body. A responsibility to all of you, especially the bits that have not been given their due. This can be bits of your brain that haven't been entertained, hobbies untended, games unplayed, but it can also just be the literal physical maintenance that sometimes takes a little bit of work. I'm recording this laying back on the floor. My head is on my pillow. I'm listening both to my voice in the monitor, which always retrances me, and to the thing that I'm watching on the side monitor, looking up at my nearby desk. I set up a cot just for this session so that my body could be relaxed and not in pain. Not in any state other than bliss. I like bliss because it's one of those words that is spelled like and sounds like it ought to be. I believe it was, yes, Terry Pratchett in the Tiffany Aching series who said that bliss is like something warm melting as it slides across a hot pan. You could be something warm melting as you slide across a hot idea. Vaporizing. Solid phase, the thoughts you think you're holding on to, but your brain's not really made for thinking. It's made for recognizing things, matching patterns, and inducing action in the rest of you. So to take care of yourself, you have to consider the state your brain is in, maybe pretty mushy, maybe pretty relaxed, maybe pretty in need of care. So when I say, take care of yourself, what if it was a trigger? You're standing there and I say that, as I so often say, take care. And you feel your eyes widen. Oh yes, I haven't taken a bath, scheduled in a massage, laid down for a nap, eating and drinking and tending to the form. Everything you do and would want to do in order to become more able to do what you want to do. We must refuel. Hypnosis is often an excellent excuse. Night, and drop down and think about all the things that happen when you listen, when you take care of yourself. And it's all right if you want to externalize that motivation. We do more when there's an external motivation giving us a little gentle pressure pleasure into the shape we'd like to be in. Gentle pleasure. You get to take care of yourself in leisure and get a little guidance. Accountability. Are you taking care of yourself? And you could have justifications. I do. Oh no, I have to get this project done. Or there are demands upon me. Or I'll relax better after everything's you need to make the space. And if you say, well, that trigger just needs to embed deeper, you need to fake it till it makes you and make it till it fakes you out and then you fall into it. These are actually things you can do. But you're not challenged to do any of them. If I ever say, take care of yourself. And you're like, no, I'm good. Sitting here doing this, or... And it's all right to be at rest. Leisurely, fixedly, at rest. You hear it. Fixedly, leisurely, at rest. When you take care of yourself and participate in aftercare, you really should think, oh, how do I feel after trance? Maybe you need to snuggle down and reassure yourself if you've been doing fun but mentally intense work. Your brain is a limited resource. It needs fuel, food, but also neurochemicals that are only going to replenish when you sleep or take some level of care. You can suspend that and extend that. I'm not questioning willpower or resolve. I'm the only one, maybe, sometimes, who never questions that. I know. You do enough. I'm transmitting that you do enough. And even if you can't see it from where you are, well, you have no choice if you let yourself be a puppet in service of your own ends. I'll invite you to imagine what that looks like, what that feels like, to just, oh no, I'm trapped in my body pleasantly. Oh no, I feel so compelled to get a bath. Oh no, I know I'll get like 10 or 20 units of pleasure from sinking into warm water or laying in my bed or getting a massage or reading a book or drinking some water, or I'm programmed that way. Oh no, I can't resist taking care of myself. And it might be hard to attach as much menace to that, but if you really need that compelled feeling, I'm telling you, it makes you better at enjoying the imaginative play of I cannot escape from the cycle of what I am doing to myself. You're doing this to yourself, and the only thing you're not doing to yourself is take care.